definitely been on the slower type of trade, bringing in some bullishness to this market trade. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we get conversation going, Zach Hooker joins us. He is with Comstock Investments. And let's take a look at the fact that it was, for a Friday, kind of a quieter trade action.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, some glimpses of strength today to close out the week with the grains all positive as we round out this week. Despite a lack of real news, either positive or negative, it kind of seems when we're at this point in the market, corn and soybeans are low enough that lack of news is good enough to be bullish. We have seen some weather patterns and disease threats in the form of tassel whip and tar spot start to kind of creep up across the corn belt. And rumors of that continue to spread. And that would obviously negatively impact the high yield that we're expecting. But really not a whole lot of kind of a slow news day today for us so far.
You know, really, Zach, in all reality, we've had some decent growing conditions for this crop, for corn and beans. We know that there's some warmer weather that's going to be factored in, but at this point, it seems like the crop could utilize some of those warmer temps.
Absolutely. We did not get the drought that many of us were expecting, at least through the majority of the country. I know through the winter, that was the talk, and we've been pretty wet across much of the growing region. But after several weeks of heavy rains, I mean, much of the Corn Belt is set to receive some hotter, drier weather. Depending on how long it lasts, we could potentially see some yield impacts. But gosh, like you say, I mean, when you're wet and continues to rain, sometimes that hot, dry weather is exactly what you need. So kind of the longevity of this dry spell and the heat will determine what we see out of this.
Kind of sparking some attention as well has been India and Indonesia as we look at some of these trade agreement workings that are underway.
Absolutely. So we've had plenty of news coming out of Washington this week, starting with the President Trump stating that Coca-Cola would be switching from high fructose corn syrup to cane sugar. And after this was not confirmed by Coca-Cola, we really didn't see much of a market reaction at all. But then we got some positivity from news of a confirmed Indonesian trade deal, and then talks of an Indian trade deal coming to a close soon. So we have yet to see exactly what that's going to be, but some of the confirmed trade deal is always a good thing, and rumors are good as long as they're later confirmed. We do also have some sustainable aviation fuel rumors and biofuels rumors, but again, they're supportive right now, but I don't think that they'll really sustain themselves until we hear confirmation from the White House. Some positive news coming out of Washington for sure, though, was the nomination of Julie Callahan to be the chief agricultural negotiator in office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Not extremely familiar with her, but she seems to be a very popular pick among ag organizations, and I hope she proves to be just the pro-ag individual that we need in these trade talks.
Looking at other factors that are weighing in from a livestock perspective, steady money to even a dollar higher on this cash cattle just shows the momentum is still there, even though some think demand is weighing off.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of, our high cash cattle price for the week was like 242 live that we saw, but that was on Tuesday evening. As we've progressed through the week, trade has kind of been slow. I wouldn't say that we've fallen much, but live cattle have been 2 to 4 lower, and dress bids have kind of stayed in that 380 range. A key point, though, being that a good chunk of these are deferred delivery, which doesn't always scream positivity. Now, we did see some trade in Kansas at 231 live, but as we've said before, when we start to question this market strength, we just may have to wait until next week to see a solid trend materialize.
And the demand with China and pork, and we need to keep the momentum going for them as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I hate to say it, but back to school shopping has begun, and we're more than halfway through the summer. I think we're going to need global demand to remain strong to maintain a positive outlook on the hog market. Of course, trade talks, potential tariffs, all of that are key to international trade. So all we can really do is hope that those in charge remain rational in their decision making when it comes to these trade talks. And as we just spoke about, I'm hoping that Julie Callahan that we're looking for in some of these trade talks.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Zach Cooker joining us today as we get a market wrap up. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Friday version of the market wrap up on the American Ag Network.